And thank you very much for taking to my call. Can you just introduce yourself to my listeners, please?
Yeah, my name's Nicole Jess. I'm the president of the Public Service Association, and I'm also a senior correctional officer for Correctional Services New South Wales.
Now, it's the most amazing news to hear that the deprivatising prisons has now been on the agenda for the New South Wales government. I mean, it is an extraordinary turnaround, isn't it?
It's an extraordinary turnaround. The Public Service Association has been advocating for 30 years now, since Junee was first built and made private. It's great news about Junee. We still have some work to do with Parklea. That doesn't come about until I think it's about 2027. So we'll be strongly advocating for that to return to the public sector. Unfortunately, Clarence has a 20-year contract and that doesn't end until 2040. So I don't think this government has enough money to actually get them out of that contract. So, but we will still be advocating until we can get rid of private prisons in New South Wales.
There's some fundamental reasons for why this is a great victory. Justice is being served, isn't it, for a start?
Well, it certainly is. We believe that the justice system should have no privatisation in it whatsoever. The way that these companies make money is they do it by cutting staff wages and the amount of staff that we have in those facilities. So if you compare them between the privates and the publics, we have considerable amount of staff, more than what the private sector do, and it is actually a risk to inmates and it's a risk to staff.
But fundamentally, jails as well as the courts are all part of a system that the public, if you're going to put somebody in jail, then you should actually be the one that actually does the takes the moral responsibility. I believe, I'll have to say.
Yeah, 100%. I agree also, and that's the stance of the Public Service Association. We should not be profiting off crime, and if we're putting someone in jail based on what they've done out in the community, the public should be making sure that they manage that person and they manage that person with rehabilitation first and foremost, not profits for companies outside of Australia.
Because what's really going on when it becomes a profit motive is that, like you said, they are cutting corners.
That's correct. If you look at Parklea, who is the equivalent of the MRRC, which is a public run facility, there is considerable more staff that work in the MRRC. It's safer. The inmates, when they come back to the MRRC, they do things to actually come back there because they don't like to live in a centre where their lives are put in jeopardy because there's not enough staff to help them if something happens. And staff, the Parklea Correctional Centre is the highest centre last year for staff assaults. And we have staff from that centre that's not coming back to work because of the assaults that have been that have happened to them. And no one should have to go to work and be in increased danger. It's already a dangerous job and we should not be doing, they should not be put to work in a job that's already dangerous, only and made more dangerous so outside people in outside of Australia can make more money.
Well, you actually point that out, that all the money's going out of the country and boardrooms in New York, London, and Singapore.
That's correct, yeah. And I mean, if you have a look at just recently, the public sector received quite a, so we got 4.5% increase in our wages this year, which was a fantastic compared to what we have previously. But we had to, Parklea had to go on a considerable amount of strikes. I think they went on strike on three occasions because that company did not want to give them a fair and just pay rise. We are going through such high, the cost of living is getting outrageous. And we've got these companies that are sending high profits back out of this country to shareholders outside of Australia. And they don't want to give these people that go to work on a daily basis in an extremely dangerous job a fair and just pay rise.
It's bizarre, isn't it? And then it comes to this duty of care. I mean, there's duty of care to the workers, of course, but then prisoners are actually in an invidious position in the sense that they're free. I mean, it's part of their sentence. They have no control over their lives, effectively. So if the duty of
That's
care,
exactly,
yeah,
yeah. And
true.
what we need to do is make sure that they are getting the rehabilitation that they require, that there's not lockdowns because of staff shortages, that they're not put in situations where they're at risk because there's no staff to actually monitor what's happening in the wings and to make sure that they're safe. And we do have a lot of vulnerable inmates in custody. And you know, these private run facilities are done with less staff, and that is a danger to not only correctional staff, but it's a danger to the non-custodial staff that go to work there every day. It's a danger to the visitors that come in when there's less staff to monitor visitors. And it's a danger to the inmates. And they want to be able to go to work, go and live in a society. A jail is a little society, that's safe.
Well, it's interesting too because you point out that it's a heavy cost to taxpayers. I mean, it's not actually cheap. It's not cheaper.
No, it's not cheaper. They get paid a considerable amount for having inmates in their care. They get paid per inmate per bed, so it's favourable to them to have as many inmates in their centre as possible. And as I said, that money that they get, the profits that they get, do not go back to the individuals that are putting their lives on the line every day. We have to fight for them to have fair and just wage increases. It goes out to places like in boardrooms and to, you know, shareholders in New York, Singapore, London. It doesn't go into share, like it doesn't come back to New South Wales.
Well, the thing is that the whole thing is so anti-intuitive, like having profit motive, having a private prison, it takes away accountability, it takes away the idea that a prisoner is going to be there for a set amount of time because obviously it's worthwhile to have them there for longer. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what's But a sentence is being increased so that you can ensure that the profit motive is being caretaked.
And unfortunately, what happens also is that we don't have the ability to see what's happening in these centres when they're privately run. We don't get to actually see whether or not, if they're not meeting their targets, their KPIs, we don't get to see if they're actually paying the fines. Because the more fines that they get, that's less profits. But we don't know whether that's actually happening and whether the government is holding them account to their contract. You know, that's a concern for us. Everything is commercial confidence. But we have proven when we tendered for John Moroney out at Windsor that the government can actually do it with a safe working profile for staff and inmates, and we can do it just as well at a cheaper cost because we know how to run jails properly.
Well, tell me something. How did this come about? How did this miraculous thing that's it just appears to me to be so logical, how did the government actually get to do it?
Look, it's something that when the election was happening, we campaigned strongly and we advocated that there should be no privatisation. As I said, we've been advocating since 1993, when Junee was first made private, that we don't believe that there should be any private jails in New South Wales. We don't think it's the way to go. We don't think that you should not profit from the justice system. It's just morally not correct. It's not the right thing to do. And so we've been advocating for a very long time. And when the election came about, we advocated strongly with the shadow minister. We advocated strongly with the current premier. And we said, we what's your stance on privatisation? And they've all said that they were against it. So we've been holding them to account since they've been elected in. And this is a great victory for us and for the staff down at Junee.
Well, congratulations, all I can say.
Thank you very much. It's a very proud day. I've been a prison officer for 35 years. So this is one of our best wins that we've ever had, and it's a very proud day for the Public Service Association and for every prison officer in New South Wales.